More than 2 weeks after Storm Éowyn, the cleanup continues. Galway County Council has appealed to the public to be extremely cautious when it comes to repairs or clearing debris. It says there have been a number of fatalities and injuries across the county. Last week, Michael Coleman, who won an All-Ireland hurling medal with Galway, was killed while clearing up storm debris near his home. Joining us is Inchin Finn. He's Director of Services for Physical Infrastructure, Fire and Emergency Services with Galway County Council. Thanks for being with us this lunchtime. What are your concerns?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Look, I suppose if we reflect first of all in relation to the storm effect we experienced, it was one of the worst, if not the most severe storm events that we will have experienced and live in memory. And it brought widespread disruption, particularly across the west of Ireland. We had structural damage, thousands without power, without water, without communications. We've seen slates blown off roofs. We've seen even roofs blown off buildings, trees uprooted, and widespread disruption across our communities, homes, businesses, and essential services. And the reason I reflect on that is because we took a real positive after the storm passed, in that we had no reports of deaths or serious injuries during the storm event. We had been attending the National Fire and Emergency Management briefings with Met Éireann, and we were very concerned about the forecast that we were getting that this was going to lead to loss of life and particularly deaths. But unfortunately, as you said, since the storm has passed, we have had reports of a number of instances that have happened, and it's unfortunate in the aftermath of the storm related to the cleanup of the event of the storm.
And is it the case that you're aware of more than one person being killed while clearing up after the storm?
Well, look, we have taken a regional approach to the response to the storm. So we lead out with Galway County Council, with our neighbouring local authorities in the west, including the City Council, Roscommon, Mayo, and we're also joined by the response agencies, the Gardaí, the HSC, and also senior representatives from Ishgair and ESB. So we've been meeting two or three times a week during the storm event. And I suppose it was yesterday's meeting at the conclusion, when we were bringing to a conclusion the regional approach, that the Chief Superintendent did raise this concern. Fear that a bit of complacency might be building in. I don't want to go into specific cases, of course, but we, as the local authorities in the West and the other agencies, took from that we will try to communicate through our social media channels the message for the public to remain vigilant. We did have immediately after the storm, we did have an incident on the Aran Islands where a member of the public had to be airlifted off. That fell off one of their buildings. We have had the unfortunate incident in Ballyglunin, where a highly respected member of the GAA community, community volunteer, unfortunately has passed away. And our condolences to the family and the community there. So it's just we wanted to re-emphasise the message again for the public to remain vigilant and cautious in relation to any of the cleanup on their premises.
Can you remind us, I mean, what's the council responsible for, and what are people responsible for themselves?
Yes, well, we have been very involved in the cleanup operations, and particularly in relation to the roads. Immediately after the storm, we had access closed off across the whole county. And I'm talking about national roads, national primary roads, national secondary roads, region roads, and people in local roads where they're isolated. So we had a very widespread response in relation to opening roads, and that work is ongoing and will be ongoing for the next 2 to 3 weeks. All the roads are open. We're falling back with the cleanup. So we're responsible for the public areas, the public roads, and the public parks. But obviously there's a lot of damage on private property, which won't be the responsibility for the local authority. But the local authority, we have a much broader remit as well. We are a principal response agency, particularly when it comes to severe weather events. So that's why we've had the regional coordination with the Gardaí, with the HSC, and we've had representatives from Ishgair and ESB as well working with us in a coordinated response. And the other part is just this messaging piece, is to get the message out there as well to our community, just to not let complacency to build in and remain vigilant be careful.
I suppose what I was wondering is, are some people clearing debris themselves because they can't wait for the council or other authorities?
We haven't had any report of any incident that has happened on the areas that the local authority would be responsible for, so the public areas. Anything we've heard about has been in relation to people's homes, and we will also advise caution in relation to farms. You know, we our message would be to, you know, if you're undertaking work, you know, to assess the job. If it's dangerous, seek professional help. If you're hiring contractors, make sure that the contractor is properly trained and experienced. If they're working at height or using chainsaws in particular, to use caution. And just shortcuts can be costly, and safety should always come first.
All right. Inchin Finn of Galway County Council, thank you very much for talking to us.